Hello, everyone, and welcome. It is the GUI Precap. It's a recap of all the things that are going to have happened for the week of September 26, 2022, before it happens. My name is Bruce, and let's get started with the GUI pick of the week. This week, I am going to have to pick Hocus Pocus 2, the long-rumored sequel to the 1993 cult classic is finally being released on Disney Plus this Friday. A lot of the original cast has returned, and from what I've seen and heard, it's pretty much the same plot as the original. So if you like the first one, you'll probably like this one too. Alright, for TV pages, on Monday, nothing. For Tuesday, ABC has the premieres of Bachelor in Paradise and The Rookie, Feds. NBC has the premiere of La Brea. Wednesday, Sci-Fi has the finale of Resident Alien, and TLC has the finale of Bad Hair Day. For Thursday, CBS has the premieres of Young Sheldon, Ghost, So Help Me Todd, and CSI Vegas. Fox, you have the premieres of Hell's Kitchen, Welcome to Fletch, and Call Me Kate. For CW, you have the finales of Bump and The Great Chocolate Showdown. For Friday, CBS has The Price is Right at Night. Travel, you have Eli Roth Presents My Possessed Pets premiere. And Discovery, you have the premiere of Gold Rush. For Saturday, A&E has The First 48, Mind Over Murder, and the premiere of Killer Cases. For Travel, you have the premiere of Ghost Hunters and Conjuring Keisha. For Sunday, CBS, there's the premiere of The Equalizer and East New York. For CW, you have the premieres of Family Law and The Corner. And Discovery has the premiere of Alaskan Bush People. For movies coming out this week, you have Bros. This is the very first romantic comedy from a major studio featuring two gay men and possibly, probably, maybe, stumbling towards love. This stars Billy Eichner, who wrote the script, and from what I've seen, this is going to be incredibly funny. All right. You also have Smile. After witnessing a traumatic experience involving a patient, a doctor's mind begins to turn on her. For Blu-rays this week, you have Thor, Love and Thunder, Bring It On, Cheer or Die, and The Munsters. This is the one that was directed by Rob Zombie. This was supposed to be a premiere somewhere, so it was so bad, they shifted directly to video. For online services, Netflix, you have Nick Kroll, Little Big Boy, Eat the Rich, The GameStop Saga, Too Hot to Handle Brazil, Blonde, Intergalactic, Rainbow. For Hulu, you have Chefs vs. Wild, Reasonable Doubt, The D'Amello Show, and Raimi. Prime, there's Jungle and My Best Friend's Exorcism. Disney, you have The Mighty Ducks Game Changers Season 2, and, like I said, Hocus Pocus. And HBO has the premiere of Hostages. For video games coming out this week, there's Grounded, Hoco Life, Life is Strange Remastered Collection, The Fridge is Red, The Legend of Heroes Tales from Zero, Tunic, Deathverse Let It Die, Brewmaster, Let's Build a Zoo, Moonbreaker, Pathfinder The Wrath of the Righteous, Picross S8, Valkyrie Elysium, My Little Pony The Maritime Bay Adventures, Witchy Life Story, and FIFA 23, where you can play as FC Richmond and have Ted Lasso on the sidelines. For GUI News, check out our website. We'll let you know when our shows are going to be coming out. For one more thing, you may have heard this story by now, but James Earl Jones has retired as being the voice of Darth Vader. Now, there's a little bit more to this story. He has been the voice of Darth Vader since back in 1977, and while the man, formerly known as Anakin Skywalker, has canonically died in 1983, Jones has been consistently reprising his role for over the decades, including 2016's Rogue One and the recent Obi-Wan Kenobi series. But all great things must come to an end. Quietly, James Earl Jones confirmed that he is gearing up to retire from voicing the galaxy's most well-known villain. According to a recent report from Vanity Fair, James Earl Jones signed over the rights to his voice to Respeecher. It's a Ukrainian tech company that uses an AI algorithm and archival footage to create new dialogue from actors who have either lost their voice or passed away. Jones is 91, and his voice has changed considerably over the last several decades. Enter Respeecher, the technology that helps bring a younger Luke Skywalker's voice to the Book of Boba Fett, was implemented for Vader in Kenobi, which has the physical character played by Hayden Christensen, and the Vader suit was played by Dmitrius Berlovsky. While recording Jones in 2019 for a brief vocal cameo in Star Wars: The Rise of Skywalker, the actor told Lucasfilm's sound editor Matthew Wood that he knew his time with the character was coming to an end. James had mentioned that he was looking to wind down this particular character, admitted Wood. Wood then presented Respeecher to Jones, and the actor signed off his rights. So while Kenobi has Jones credited as Vader, it is actually the AI program that did the work, although the actor was informed of what the show's plans would be for his character. All right, this has been the GUI Precap. You can follow along with all of the fun times at GUIPodcast.com. If you want to contact us, email us at geeksundertheinfluence@gmail.com. Call us and leave a voicemail. It's 804-505-4484. That's 804-505-4GUI. My name is the Bruce, and of course all of these things happen. I'm from the future. So be nice to yourself and each other.
GUIPodcast.com.